This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.
So, Joe, do you want to kick us off with Loving Vincent?
Yeah, Loving Vincent. Really enjoyed it. It is, well, it's something. It's a novel experience because it is the first entirely oil painted film, animated. All of the animations are based heavily on Vincent Van Gogh's artwork, and it follows the son of a postman in the village that he lived in as he tries to find out more about how Vincent Van Gogh died, because of course he died in fairly controversial circumstances. It's still fairly mysterious and unconfirmed as to whether it was suicide or murder. And yeah, I really, really enjoyed it, and it goes deeper into Van Gogh's life and explores how he was very misunderstood, and yeah, maybe people saw him in the wrong way at the time, and that's probably proven by how successful he has been since his death.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think it's really interesting the way the film tries to go about tackling some of the more sort of hidden meanings about Vincent's life and kind of what became of him in the end. But one thing that stuck out for me was kind of the way that the narrative was kind of almost second to the visuals in the film. And I just found like the painting, you know, regardless of what was actually going on, was just so mesmerising. I haven't seen anything like it.
Yeah, no, definitely at the start. It took me a little while to sort of settle into the actual story because I was too busy getting used to the fact that there's all these paintings swirling around and stuff, because so much of Van Gogh's painting style was based on swirls, especially of, like, I don't know if any people that might know the painting Starry Night, I think it's called. All of the stars are painted like big yellow swirls. So whenever there's a light on in the film, there's just paint swirling around the whole time. And I spent half the time just staring at these, not really looking at what's really going on at first.
Can I ask a question about this? Yeah. I'd seen a clip of Loving Vincent. I haven't actually seen the film. Apparently, the dialogue isn't too great, and it didn't seem brilliant in the...
Again, that was probably another reason why it took me a little while to tune in, because at first, there's a scene in the bar, and they're trying to create this sort of effect that there's lots of people around, but they maybe sort of overdid it a little bit, because you can't hear what main characters are saying at first, but then, like, you sort of tune in, and you do get used to it. I mean, sometimes when you watch really old films, it takes a little while just to pick up on the audio. It's a little bit a similar experience to that, really.
I kind of agree with what you're saying there about kind of almost the delivery from some of the actors. So the lead actor in the film is actually played by a British actor, Douglas Booth. And to be honest, I was kind of watching it, and for the first half of the film, while I was still trying to adjust to the animation and everything, I was kind of thinking, is this guy right for the role? And I felt like some of his scenes were just a bit almost theatrical, like maybe he'd be better on a stage than in an actual film. But as the film began to progress, I kind of almost settled into everything, because it was throwing a lot of sort of new elements at us, and that actually, I think, he did grow on me a little bit. I think Saoirse Ronan stole the show for me. I just think she's getting better and better in everything she's in. Yeah, and yeah, especially in this, like, she's Irish and she's playing this quite upper class young English woman, and I just think she was brilliant, even though I think her character's French. And it's all set in rural France, I believe.
Yeah, no, they are all French, but I don't know, just for the sake of...
Yeah, and so it's kind of interesting that they chose... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other thing that stuck out to me was, Joe, we actually went to see this together, and it made me laugh when we came out, because you said that they were actually trying to sort of stretch out a narrative to go with the painting, for lack of a better term. And I do think it's interesting the way they decided to do this narrative, and it very much focuses heavily on... Vincent's death, and I feel like it's almost the animation and the way it's painted that kind of sums up Vincent's life. So it's almost like it's completely in Vincent's world. It's showing us the world through his eyes, through his painting. And what we've actually got as the storyline is almost this sort of Citizen Kane-like narrative, where there's this kind of person who's kind of secondary to the main character, who's trying to like find out a mystery. So while the narrative is quite heavily focused on death, what we're actually seeing in front of us on the screen is very much focused on his life. And I almost think that I came out of it thinking, you know, narrative, maybe it could have been a bit tighter, a bit better. But ultimately, I just thought it was a fantastic piece of filmmaking due to the way it was made. Like, it was painted, yeah, and it was 100%, phenomenal.
Because this guy's obviously so misunderstood, and his legacy is all these paintings that weren't sold in his life that have now gone for millions again and again since then, and the film itself is part of that legacy because it's all obviously done in his style, if you know what I mean. So to stay so true to that and try bring to audiences and explain how, you know, some people are obviously, you know, they're weirdos people, that's what he was viewed as, but you know, really there's genius in there.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I think his genius does shine through. So yeah, anyway, so right, we'll very quickly have to move on from this, I'm afraid, because it's only a half hour show. So Ben, you went to see Mother recently.
I did, yeah.
So a lot of controversy surrounding this, and I feel like it's almost one of these things where you either get it or you don't. And then what your opinion of that is, like, kind of formulates from did you get it and did you like it, or didn't you get it and didn't you like it? So what did you think?
Well, I mean, at first, I sat through the film and it was actually proving to be really interesting. Like, the first 3 quarters of it, it was really psychological. Like, and you were wondering what's happening, is anything real? Like, who are these characters that have just kind of barged in into their home? And it was really interesting. But for me, like, I didn't like this film, and the only reason was the last scene, the last 15 to 20 minutes, because it all just descended into chaos. And there is one bit where I can't even describe it, it's just too gruesome, and that is, it was just horrible. It gave me nightmares, not even joking.
So you did understand it?
I did understand it, like, I did get kind of the, it was basically a giant metaphor for Christianity, and like, you know, what God asks us to do and what he does. It's like, is it viewed as okay? Like, even though God did this for us, he gave us his son and we treated him, you know, we put Jesus on a cross. Was that necessarily the right thing for God to do? Like, if he loved his son so much, like, why would he kind of give him to us to kind of, you know, kill him?
And, like, I feel like the controversy that surrounds this, like, it finished and my friend actually turned to me and goes, well, that was the most pretentious film I've ever seen, because he understood it. But I think that the allegory, he says, like, you just don't, for the first two acts you can't pick up on it, and then in the third act it throws it right in your face. But I think the controversy that comes through is kind of this, you know, if there is a sort of painted God character, is the love that he reciprocates, or the love that he receives from so many people reciprocated so strongly that anything that happens, it doesn't matter? And I feel like the controversy almost lies in people's attitudes towards religion.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think, like, for me, and certainly some of the people in the cinema who was with at the time, the controversy was how much detail they put into that last scene. Like, specifically the act where the crowd goes wild, and, you know...
Yeah. We'll try not to give anything away. I think if you've seen it, you know exactly what you mean, and I think if you haven't, you kind of know what you need to brace yourself for.
Exactly. Like, I don't think there was as much need to make that quite as gory as they did. I think it could have been done a lot kind of better, you know, like, maybe not quite show what happened, but give hints. I mean, the fact that they showed exactly and didn't shy away from it was a bit like, I know you're trying to get this point across, but it's a bit like, you know, rubbing my face in it, and I really didn't need that image stuck in my head.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. The only thing is, I as soon as I understood this metaphor, I almost thought that now I've understood this, I don't even see these people as people anymore. I see them as an entire metaphor. And I feel like as soon as I started seeing it as a metaphor, I can almost forgive the sort of brutality of it. And I actually, for a few people out there, like, I know Mark Kermode certainly considered it a sort of black comedy, I'm almost in the same boat. I found it quite funny in the end. Not that, you know, I'm not sadistic and laughing at how, you know, brutal it was, but it's almost funny the way that things do unravel into the way they do. It gets so out of hand so quickly, and I almost think this is a huge metaphor and it is handled really well, and I think it does deserve certain praise, but I completely understand the controversy.
I mean, I think there are good aspects of the film, certainly. I mean, I think the actors were all fantastic. Michelle Pfeiffer, Jennifer Lawrence, everyone was absolutely brilliant. I just didn't agree with how it was written, and I think it does polarise viewers. Like, half of us like it, half of us don't. You know, 50-50. We got 50-50 right in the studio today. And it's just... Yeah, it... it surprised me. It left me speechless.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I hope that it does divide audiences, because it is making for some incredibly complex debates about more than just the film itself. So I really think Darren Aronofsky deserves praise there.